a conference that kind of melds the operations and the member experience and the technology all together. And we bring you guys in as well.
Yeah.
Well, welcome, Chris. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing? I'm
doing well. Nick, this is your initial visit. Congratulations. Welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
You're
for
welcome.
Having me.
So, what are you doing for?
This is the new Joe Dearborn.
Yeah.
And he's going to tell you he doesn't like being called that, but he does.
Yeah. The new Joe. All right. Well, welcome aboard.
Thank you. I found there's some big shoes to fill, but it's been great. Yeah. I've been working at the Children's Miracle Network for just over 3 years, actually, on our collegiate fundraising program. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited to take some of that experience over to the credit union world.
Right on. Yeah. Right on. So what are you guys doing here? What are you guys doing here?
Yeah. And we're continuing a lot of our research with digital fundraising, which we've been talking to you about. So, you know, there's like the millennial audience is so important to the credit union market, right? That's the new members that are going to be coming. And we've been doing research, and 87% of them take into consideration a company's philanthropic, like what they're doing, the impact that they're having on that before making a decision. So we know, like through the awareness initiative that Douglas has been doing, that folks are not necessarily going to change financial institutions because of maybe working with credit unions for kids, but they may decide to join one because of it. Yep. And we know those folks are banking through mobile, through online, through voice. And so we're getting pretty close to being able to launch something in all those spaces. Mm-hmm. And we're here talking to these folks to make sure that we're set up correctly from a regulatory, from a compliance standpoint, from even just a user experience. Yeah. So we're kind of putting really the finishing touches on something that's going to be a pretty big launch for us and really take credit unions for kids to the next level. Mm-hmm. And credit unions have been amazing with just how eager they are for this technology. We've been wanting this for a while. Mm-hmm. Let us know when we can start. We'll help you test. Yeah. We have a task force that joined us for an hour and a half call yesterday. They've just been so, just as credit union folks are, just so accommodating with helping us build this out. And hopefully by the next time we see you, we'll be saying, this is launched, and yay, and here's how it's doing.
Yeah, kind of like credit unions, they're going through a whole digitization movement right now. So is credit unions for kids. So it's really cool to see you guys kind of in sync with all that type of stuff. Anything to add there?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, no, not necessarily. I think that's one of our biggest initiatives right now is the digital fundraising. I think the goal is to meet members where they're at, of course. I think it's obvious, but we've been doing some research, and members are obviously mobile and online, and so we're trying to meet them where they're at. But we're working on a couple other really exciting things. You know, like Chris mentioned, we know that credit unions are doing amazing things in the community, and after talking with leagues and quite a few of our other credit union contacts, we know that, you know, we need to start showcasing the impact that they're having specifically for our Credit Unions for Kids program as well. So we're working a couple of different impact reports, some more centralized things to kind of start showcasing exactly for advocacy points and whatever it might be, starting to showcase a lot of that work that credit unions are doing for our Credit Unions for Kids program.
Right on.
We're finding a lot of the folks, the leagues, that it's just so important to use that national umbrella to be able to hit, you know, from the legislation standpoint, to show how that money stays in the community. Yeah. And so I think we're finally set up a lot better to help them with that. And we're able to show them what they're able to do at a state level, at a league level that covers multiple states, down to a credit union level, like whatever they need. And it's been really interesting as we're coming into this midterm election, how much they need that information. And I mean, we know the whole environment out there, and it's been nice being able to join this brand, which credit unions are just, it's been 22 years. They love, you know, supporting Children's Miracle Network hospitals, but for us to be able to help them a little bit with the stuff that's also important from an advocacy standpoint has been nice to kind of give back to credit unions as well to help them with that. So we've been working a lot with the various leagues across the country.
Yeah. I like that message because we talk to the folks at CUNA all the time and various other associations, like, what's your message to your representatives and what do we tell them? And obviously, we're in the community doing this and that, but gosh, to tell them about how they're supporting Credit Unions for Kids or the Children's Miracle Network hospitals in their area is another feather in their cap that they can say, this is what we're doing for this nonprofit organization in our community, helping the kids.
Yeah. So. And there's so few things. I mean, we know credit unions are so decentralized, right? And so it's nice having Credit Unions for Kids as an umbrella that can kind of, you know, bring things together. Mm-hmm. And we've also found just outside of that, a number of credit unions coming together in feedback with the leagues, their credit unions coming together to fundraise for our Credit Unions for Kids has helped them when they need to come together for some sort of legislation and stuff like that. So it's been beyond us even just showing the impact. It's been a channel that they can use just to help people collaborate a lot better, which is always, I mean, we know credit unions want to work together, but they also still compete, right? And so it's been nice to kind of show how we can help them that way as well.
It's called co-opetition.
Yeah.
Chris.
Well, I know.
I know. I'm just funning with you. But anyway, yeah. So it's really cool. What are your goals for this show? What do you guys want to accomplish here? Nick, I'll let you go first.
Yeah. Well, so a lot of it's conversations regarding our digital fundraising, okay, and you know, connecting with a lot of the great people here. We've had some really good conversations, and we're getting good feedback, getting a lot of information that we can use to move forward. So I think that's kind of our biggest goal, mm-hmm, leaving this conference.
All right.
And I would add that connecting with some of the technology platforms, the Pfizers, the Alchemies, Q2s. I think that we will be able to roll this out with credit unions. It's going to be such a simple technology that they'll be able to roll it out themselves. But I don't want to ask credit unions to do another thing or to use resources. So we want to connect with them and see if, let them know what we're doing, see if they're interested in implementing it and just rolling it out to all their clients. We think that'll also help connect those clients a lot more to them as well. Yeah, so we're going to hit it up from both sides on that. And this is going to be a big thing for us, though.
Right on,
yeah.
Right on. And last thing, what's coming up next? What campaign is around the corner for us?
Yeah, well, we just finished Miracle Jeans Day.
I saw that.
Thank you for reminding on that. We're going to get the totals on that probably in about a month, but what we saw out on social media was amazing. And that's nice because it's an employee engagement, campaign. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the biggest things that companies, credit unions are asking for is employee engagement. So we're glad to be able to do that. We're thankful to Co-op. They match so many of those funds. Yeah. They're going to be putting out another $1 million through the Miracle Match this year, which is just absolutely amazing. And then we're going to roll into Vote for Miracles.
Yeah,
right.
Coming up.
And then some icon campaigns and just wrapping up some stuff at the end of the year. It's going to be a crazy end of the year for us.
Yeah. I really enjoyed that Vote for Miracles. That was that was a big hit last year, and sounds like it's going to be again this year. Right?
Oh, yeah. We made a couple new changes for it. Yeah, we're working on it. It'll be ready. It's going to be November 27th till December 18th.
Okay. Keep our eyes on voting.
Yeah,
definitely.
We think we're going to get upwards of 1 million votes this year, which will be doubling again on what we did 3 years ago. And we probably will have upwards of 4,000 credit unions, either through awareness, through voting, through something, activate with us, which is insane.
That's almost everybody.
It's almost everybody. We almost got them all. Yeah. The other 1,000, where are you at?
Yeah. Come on.
Come on, you guys.
Come on. All right, guys. Anything else to add to wrap up here? I mean, you guys are just still killing it out there, so well done.
Yeah, we're very grateful.
Yeah, and just thank you to all the credit unions, as always. Yeah, they're just, it's such an amazing community. This is about 18 months into it for me, and it's just been just so much fun to work with them, and just they're just really good people. So thank you all to credit unions.
Good group for sure. Look them up, creditunionsforkids.org, right? CU4Kids.org, all right.
Yep.
Go check them out, and go check them out here as well.
Awesome.
Guys,
cool.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Nick,
Mike.
Well done.
Thanks,
Chris,
absolutely.
As always, good job.
Yeah.